Protesters waving Cuban flags and handwritten signs surrounded the stage at the park, calmly listening to personal stories and opinions from whoever grabbed the mic. Lydia Perez was a political prisoner in Cuba when she was just 17 and served a six-year sentence.
I went from a school to prison, and that was hard.
Perez brought her two young grandchildren to rally with her to show them that there's lots of support for the embargo.
I'm little by little telling them how is the system.
She says she was depressed when President Obama announced neutralized relations with Cuba. Ashley Sam Lute is a 19-year-old student at Johns Hopkins University. She says many in her Cuban generation support the embargo.
I think it's mostly a difference between different exile waves, not necessarily a generational thing.
Sam Lute says the message of this rally is
that, you know, Cubans are united. We support the embargo and we'd like you to listen to us.
I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.